Good morning, and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Good morning, everyone. Nakona's over there at the controls. Nice to see you again.
Me.
Dixie here, 1100 KNZZ AM, 92.7 FM podcast, and this is going to be a fun show, Nakona.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so, too. And a celebration, you know, but I do have to take the opportunity right now to wish you a happy beef barbecue, loaded potato, egg, hamburger, salad, salsa, and strawberry month.
Wow. Oh, month.
Today we are celebrating. This is very interesting that we have this, but Canning Orange Peel Day.
Huh.
Go figure. Maybe these young minds can tell us how they figured out that it should be that day. Have you ever candied orange peels?
My grandma.
Okay.
Or my mom, maybe,
okay.
But not me.
Okay. Well, after all of that information that I gave you to absorb, if you looked at the paper or listened to the news, you've no doubt heard about a big happening in Palisade with the Palisade High School. And some fish.
Mm-hmm.
Very important and a very exciting day. And it was a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day today,
mm-hmm.
as well. And a perfect day to say goodbye to some fish. And now, if you're new to the valley and you haven't heard about this, I have two young people that have been so dedicated to it, along with some other students at Palisade High School. And we're all so proud of them. We have Kale Potter, right?
Yep.
Here. And Kale, you are a senior.
Yep, I'm a senior.
You'll have to get close to that mic.
Sorry, guys.
You got to just love that mic.
Yeah, I'm a senior. And yeah. Yesterday was really fun, releasing my last batch of fish from the fish hatchery.
Your last last batch before you move on in your educational career.
And this one was really special.
How did it feel yesterday? Did it feel kind of sad in a way, or
it was kind of bittersweet?
Yeah,
because you like to release them, but then you spend the whole year with them, growing them, and they're kind of like your children.
Sure they are. Sure, they become your family, some of your family. And what kind of fish are we talking about?
We're talking about razorback suckers.
Yes, right. And often thought of as a kind of a trash fish or junk fish. And little did we know how important they are. And this young lady that's sitting next here to you was part of this as well. And you're Kira.
Yes.
Kira Stevens.
Yes.
I got it.
Nice.
Okay, everyone. I got these names correct. And you as well are a senior at Palisade High.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about this project.
So the Palisade High School Fish Hatchery is a project that was started around 9 years ago when Mike Gross approached Mr. Steele with the dream of putting a small-scale fish hatchery into a school. And Palisade High School just happened to be the perfect place for it. We are right on the banks of the Colorado River.
Terrific.
And we have a ton of dedicated staff and students who were willing to help put this into action. Construction on the project started about 5 years ago, and we got our first batch of fish 4 years ago in 2020, which is when Kale joined. I joined my sophomore year, so in 2021,
okay,
2022, whatever school year that was. This was our fifth year releasing fish. And it also marked our 1,000th fish released over the course of the past 4 or 5 years.
Kale is holding up four fingers right over
there. This is our fourth release.
Well, and you know, I'm thinking about this, and we're going to get into why you do this. I mean, what good is this doing? And but I'm thinking when you were talking about that's 2020, 2021. We all know what was going on then. Was that hard to pull that together?
It wasn't too hard to pull together. It just took a lot of dedication from all sides of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Since it was the first year getting fish, we were down there a little more often, and we all had to wear masks.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Which, in that little confined space of a quote-unquote shed.
Okay.
It was kind of hard to breathe in there because of the masks and all the bodies in there.
Uh-huh.
But we only allowed about 5 to 10 people in there just so it didn't get too crowded.
Sure, right.
And since it was COVID.
Right, so. You were following.
We're following all the guidelines.
Yes, all the guidelines, and they were pretty. But it's really a credit to you all to have started a project like that during those challenges, because they definitely were there.
Yeah.
And so you got right in on the ground floor on getting this project going.
Yeah, so since 2020 was the first year releasing or getting the fish, I helped finalize some of the little construction pieces and helped get the system full of water and start pumping through the system and the water flowing correctly and the filters working properly. So then we got fish in like early September and then we raised them until May.
Does it take you a lot of time? Does it keep you pretty busy on a busy schedule?
It definitely keeps me pretty busy. I go in the mornings, take care of the fish, feed them, and change out, like do a water change out and check all the water chemistry. And that's all fun, and it takes me about an hour or so.
I would say, Kira, that it's quite an education in itself, being part of this project.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I have definitely learned a lot from it.
Mm-hmm. In many different ways, probably even just getting along with the group and accepting time frames that you had to commit to.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And so you came in the second year. How did you start to hear about the project, or were you, how did you get motivated to jump in?
Yeah, well, I knew that we had a hatchery my freshman year. I had some classmates who were part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then in my sophomore year, I was starting to think about what I wanted to do with the rest of my life, and I developed an interest in maybe doing like marine biology or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, well, this would be an incredible opportunity to learn more about aquaculture and, you know, getting into a field like marine biology. So during my sophomore year, I reached out to Mr. Steele, who is the teacher that runs the program.
Mm-hmm.
And I started coming down and helping with, you know, some of the bigger things. I wasn't really part of the daily technician crew like Kale was, but I would come down and help with, you know, like weight checks or our pit tagging days, and I was there for the release. And then my junior year is when I kind of integrated myself more fully into the team, and I started doing the daily things like Kale.
Very interesting. How many students are involved in it?
So most of our school has some sort of involvement with it in just their classes, but in terms of daily technicians, there's usually about 3 of us. Right now it's me and Kale, and then there's another girl that comes when she can, but she's busy.
Well, so Kale, do one of you set up a schedule? Who sets up the schedule, or do you have one and you just have to stick with it, or if you have to be gone, then is it your responsibility to see that somebody else takes over?
Yeah, so me and Kira go down there every day.
Okay.
And take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
But every day, Mr. Steele goes down in the mornings, writes us a little list on a whiteboard, and then we follow the list throughout the day, and that's all the things that we have to do.
Okay.
And normally, we're down there for about an hour. 3 days a week, we do a water change out just to get fresh water in there and keep the water clean.
Okay. More on that, we're going to have to take a break. And sometimes she gives me this kind of signal, or sometimes she just looks at me. But we will take a break, because we're hearing all of this work that's involved and all this. There has to be a major reason why this is so important. And I know you know, and you'll tell us when we come back. So don't go away. And we might, you know, sneak in a food question or two before the program. So we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Eric with Local Events, and this is Let's Go. Join Strive for their 10th annual Tulips and Juleps Derby Party happening today for the 150th Kentucky Derby. It's always a fun party with Tulips and Juleps hosted by Strive. Combines the elegance of tulips with the spirited fun of juleps. It's at the Western Colorado Botanical Gardens. And this weekend, drag racing returns as the first of the year. Tonight, it'll be regular races happening at the Western Colorado Dragway, 32 Road and Highway 50. That's Let's Go. For more, go to our website.
Building a home at Redlands 360 means endless outdoor adventures at every turn. Enjoy access to a vast network of trails and take in 360-degree views of the majestic Grand Valley. Just minutes from downtown, Redlands 360 is Grand Junction's first one-of-a-kind master-planned community. With homes designed by renowned builders, you'll enjoy your time indoors as much as you do outdoors. Come have a look around, all the way around. Redlands360.com. Live life full circle.
Hi, this is Sean with Curbside Cleaners, and we clean windows. If you hire us to power wash the exterior of your house or business, you'll save $2 on each exterior window cleaning. Let us be your one-stop shop for all your exterior cleaning needs. Visit CurbsideCleaners.com to find out which of our many services are right for you.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Our story begins in 2016 when Scarlett Whitmore was born without a fibula bone in her right leg. Scarlett's grandpa, Paul Bristol, wanted to honor his granddaughter while committing to help local veterans. And that's the brief story of how Scarlett's Way came to be. Uniting veterans who have lost limbs in combat with kids born with fibular hemimelia, Scarlett's Way is a unique nonprofit that bridges generations and provides hope to all. If you'd like to learn more about Scarlett's Way, visit the website nolimitssw.org.
NBC Grand Radio shares this message to support our community.
The defenders of liberty, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, Clay Travis, and Buck Sexton, inspired by Rush. We defend liberty every day. News Radio 1100, KNZZ, and 92.7 FM.
The media and the Democrats are trying to undermine the public's faith.
Mark Levin.
And so they lie.
Weekday afternoons at 4, News Radio 1100, KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And here we are back, as promised. And we were in the process of talking with one of our guests. We have two guests today, if you're just joining us, from Palisade High School, who took part in, I know you've heard it all over the news already, about the release of the fish and this project that you have with the Fish Hatchery and Fish and Wild Game. We have Kale. Kale, like the vegetable. I have to remember that, Potter. and Kira Stevens, seniors, and members of the key crew. I mean, you have a lot of members, but three of you are, now what are you called?
We're just hatchery technicians.
Okay.
And we go down every morning and do all the needed tasks to
keep the hatchery
up and running.
Well, we heard during the break that there was an Amber Alert, which may have covered up some of the things that Kira was saying, especially about the number of fish that have, the total number that have been released since you started the program 4 years ago, right?
Yeah. So this year was marked our fourth release, mm-hmm. and was our 1,000th fish released.
Wow.
So we've released a little over 250 fish each year, and it's been a great time every year.
Well, I'm thinking, do you know who released the last fish?
I actually don't know. It might have been Mr. Steele.
Well, that would be most appropriate.
It would be.
What a great teacher. I mean, you have some great teachers at Palisade High, and he is definitely one of them and very dedicated to the project. And thanks to him for lining you two up. I feel like I pulled a coup because I said to his mother, I sure would love to have those two on my radio show. And she said, well, we'll just tell him. and thank you for doing that. I mean, here you are in your senior year of high school. And this is the culmination. May is the month of so many things happening for you, including the release of the 1,000th.
Yes.
Razorback.
Sucker.
Suckers, they're caught. Now, we got into that it was important because they've been disappearing, but why? I mean, what does that mean for the Colorado River by releasing those fish?
Yeah, so I'll start on a little bit of the background of the fish. And I think in the 1990s, there was a group that went out and collected or tried to collect all the razorback suckers in the wild, mm-hmm. which they found about 13 in about a 100-mile stretch.
Whoa.
Between like DeBeck and into Utah.
Ah.
Like 100 river miles.
13, that's not many.
Yeah, so then they started up the Upper Colorado Endangered Fish Recovery Program,
mm-hmm.
and then they went on the endangered list. So these fish really help out our ecosystem.
Okay.
Because they clean up the river, going around slurping up all the slime and dead fish just to clean up the river. And it really helps the whole ecosystem and the health of the Colorado River.
So I understand you're both really interested in biology. Kira, did your interest really grow once you got into the program? Because you said you thought you would learn a lot about biology, wildlife biology.
Yeah, so being a part of the hatchery has taught me a lot about what a career in something like this would look like. And originally when I joined the program, I was thinking about doing marine biology. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be by the coast. I wanted to be in the ocean. But coming out of this program, mm-hmm. and coming out of all my work with the hatchery, I have really learned that I love freshwater biology and the work that we're doing here at the hatchery, and it's kind of given me a newfound appreciation for the Colorado River and freshwater ecosystems. So that was really impactful.
And if you just stop and think, if we all stop and think, what we've been hearing in all the meetings that has been held about the importance and the danger of the losing our Colorado River and everything that's implied in that, and now you hear this is like good news. This is good news. It makes everybody feel really good about young, and here you are, young people, and you're dedicated obviously to the cause. And for instance, you have told me how you have gained now and changing from marine biologist. You know, that's very interesting, and it's great for you because you are learning these things while you're still in high school, so it kind of helps direct, not to say that you won't change, because that's the nature of, I was going to say the beast, but it's the nature of going to your first year of school.
Humans in
that,
college,
does that
yeah.
sound better?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. And do you have a school in mind?
I have a few schools in mind. I've yet to make the decision.
Okay. A big decision is coming, right?
Indeed.
We were kind of talking a little bit about that before we went on air, and I think a lot of people can relate to you. And, of course, we have Kale over here. And, Kale, you know where you're going, and tell us about how that all ended up.
Yeah, so I'm going to CU Boulder to study ecology and evolutionary biology. That's the program that it's under.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually going on a full ride scholarship for being a golf caddy.
That is...
That's awesome.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
When did you learn about the fact that you got this scholarship?
I went and had to take an interview in Denver in, I think, January.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out in March, I believe.
What a thrill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was really excited.
Oh, my goodness. I rather imagine your parents are happy, too.
They definitely are.
That is good. And getting, you know, getting back to the program, now, do students apply, like new students coming into Palisade High School, if they've heard about this, do they apply to be a member of the team, or how does that go?
So really, like for the new students that come in, mm-hmm. if they're interested in it, mm-hmm. and like, because not a lot of people know about our little hatchery at the end of the track.
Sure.
In at the high school. So when I talk about it in public, people are like, you have a hatchery in Palisade?
See, of course.
Yeah. So then with like a lot of the science classes, mm-hmm. you go down there and get some, and you work down there to like just for credit in the science classes.
Got you. Okay.
And there's actually a new unit that they're mm-hmm. starting up mm-hmm. to engulf more of the mm-hmm. fish hatchery. Mm-hmm. So then students go to Mr. Steele, tell him that they're interested, and then he
goes from there.
Yeah, and then he goes from there and tells them how they could get more involved.
Gosh, that what a wonderful project, and then the fact that Palisade got it for many reasons, I'm sure. Yeah, you have a good student body, you have good teachers, and you're the right location, as you said, and. So you're, both of you are like ambassadors for this program. Would you say so, Kira?
Yeah, I would say so.
Mm-hmm. Because as Kale was saying, a lot of people don't realize that that's a program at the high school mm-hmm. and the contribution that you are really making. And yesterday I saw so many people and some people that came in special for this release, like, was it the head of the state of Fish and Wild Game?
So our regional director for U.S. Fish and Wildlife for the Mountain Prairie region came
okay.
and joined us.
Oh, okay. And there were a lot, I saw a lot of Fish and Wild Game uniforms there.
We had a lot of people from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Grand Valley unit out. To come celebrate with us and help us out.
And then a very special guest who obviously, and from what he said, feels how important this project is and others like it. Who might that be?
Yeah, so we actually had Jeff Corwin come and celebrate our release with us this year.
And Kale, tell us, who is Jeff Corwin?
Jeff Corwin is a superstar, I would
yes,
say.
Yes, yes, in the like, animal, like,
in like on Animal Kingdom and in on the Discovery Channel, and he has a new series on ABC about wild Florida, and it was actually an honor to have him come out and
yes.
speak.
In fact, I think this weekend he's on talking about at the project in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was so interesting to talk with. And listeners, in a few weeks, we're going to have him on the show via phone, of course. But you'll find that, a lot of people know who he is and the good work that he's doing. And he's dedicated to that.
Yes.
Yeah. And
he loves the outdoors and...
Absolutely.
Loves to make a difference.
And he loves Colorado, too.
He does.
And we'll talk more about that when we come back and have a food question or two. And I got to quiz Nakona on something as well. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Grab the kids and go fly a kite. Kite Day is Saturday, May 11th at Sherwood Park, and it's free. The first 600 kids get free kites and goodie bags. We'll have vendor booths, crafts, touch a truck, and tons of fun, free family activities. New this year is a foam party powered by Bros Roofing and CSL Plasma. Special thanks to Grand Junction Parks and Rec and Meadow Gold. Join us for our 39th annual Kite Day, Saturday, May 11th from 10 to noon at Sherwood Park. Brought to you by Intermountain Healthcare St. Mary's and 1100 KNZZ.
2024 is the year of equity. Did you know the average homeowner has nearly $200,000 in home equity? It's time to know your number. Knowing your equity number is the first step so you can make informed decisions. Why guess your equity number when you can find out using local market data, not some online value bot that's never even seen your home? Hi, I'm Dave Kimbrough with the Kimbrough team at RE/MAX 4000. Listen, I'm not bragging. I'm just applying for a job. Go to myequitynumber.com. That's myequitynumber.com and find out your equity number today.
Which would you rather hear?
Thank you for calling XYZ Heating and Cooling.
Or, hi, thanks for calling A1 Heating and Cooling. From the voice on the phone to the service you need, you'll always get the real deal with A1 Heating and Cooling. Serving the entire Western Slope, visit A1HeatingInc.com.
1100 KNZZ, dependable weather.
High wind watch Sunday, Grand Junction 77, Moab 78. Showers and windy Sunday night, 41. Partly sunny Monday, 63.
Junior Achievement is where dreams take flight. We are helping students connect what they learn in school to future work and career success. We are teaching them how to manage money to achieve financial security as adults. And we are showing them that starting a business also means changing lives and communities. However, we can't do it alone. Go to ja.org to learn more.
KNZZ. News Radio 1100 KNZZ, Grand Junction.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Negotiations continue in Cairo this weekend as the international team there is trying to work out a compromise between Israel and Hamas to end the war in Gaza. Israel is unlikely to sign on to any ceasefire deal, permanent or otherwise, unless it leads to the eventual end of Hamas. President Biden raised some eyebrows this week when he described two U.S. allies as xenophobic countries. That created something of a diplomatic spat with both India and Japan, who say the president shouldn't be criticizing their immigration policies. The president presented 19 recipients with the Presidential Medal of Freedom last night, the nation's highest civilian honor, presented to what the White House calls individuals who have made exemplary contributions to the prosperity, values, or security of the United States. This is SRN News.
Severe weather.
Flash flood watch.
Tornado touching down.
Depend on us for accurate weather every 30 minutes.
Stay tuned to the station. Be prepared.
News Radio 1100 KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And we're back here, 1100 KNZZ AM and 92.7 FM. Nakona is here, and I have Cal Potter and Kira. I said it right. And Kira Stevens here, two special guests from Palisade High School who were very integral into this release of the Razorback Suckerfish into the Colorado River, which is so important. And I hope you have been listening because I'm sure many people out there in Nakona are going, I had no idea. And now you have the idea and you need to share that. And we mm-hmm. have, and I'm calling all of the students involved with the program and you two are here, very important ambassadors for the importance of first education and getting involved in school in something like that and seeing it come to fruition. Well, each year you released more. And I just asked you, yesterday they released 250, if you're just joining, making the total over the years of the program so far, 1,000. And we were wondering who threw the last fish in that 1,000th fish. But you think maybe.
It was Mr. Steele that released the last fish.
Yes. Okay. That makes me feel good because he should.
He should.
Yours truly got the chance after all the students and everybody. And what is that tradition now when you're releasing the fish? Either one?
You got to kiss a sucker fish.
Yes, you got it. And y'all did.
Yes.
And I had the opportunity. They were very kind to let me, and you let other community members as well.
Did you kiss one too?
I kissed two. There were two in the net when they pulled it up for me, and so I did the one, and they're slippery, and can slip out of your hand real easy, uh-huh. but But I held on and kissed that fish, and they go, "Do you want to do that other one in there?" And I was like, "Sure,
might as well." the same thing as if you kiss a frog.
Yeah. Oh.
Do they turn into something cool?
well, you know what? They are turning our river into something really cool and neat. And
you set them out there to go do their job. Yep.
Yes. We women like sometimes seafood for Mother's Day. mm-hmm. Which I understand that Jeff Corwin, who has those wildlife programs that are so popular, and you can check him out. You can just go to Facebook and put his name in, and you'll get to his Facebook page and his website. And very special guest, Kira.
Yes, it was a very special guest.
And I know y'all got to meet him and chat with him, and his words had to be inspiring to you all, I think.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It was definitely very surreal to see him up there talking about our program and the things that we've done. And it was definitely very special.
How about you, Kale, and your experience with him? And you got to be along with taking him to the airport this morning, right?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. I got you. But he was here. Oh, you had a little get together after the presentation and releasing the fish.
Yep.
So was that late yesterday afternoon?
Last night.
Uh-huh.
And he's just a really cool dude. He was very down to earth and loved to talk about like his commercial fishing business and how fun it is.
Oh, he has a commercial fishing business.
Yeah, he has his commercial.
I could see that.
Yeah, he takes the summer off of filming and goes and fishes.
Yeah, and he told me that he has been to Colorado several times. He really likes it.
And he's been in like the Grand Valley area because he's been to Montrose a few times, like up in the San Juan Mountains and to go like hunting and fishing.
Well, yes, and so I wonder, we have big banquets and conferences, mm-hmm. and well, he's probably been a key speaker at one of those over the years, think so. Yes, very nice guy, and my husband, who has macular, he said, now what did he have on? And I said, actually jeans and a t-shirt. And that seems to be his uniform that he likes. Yeah,
that's what he likes to wear.
Yeah, he's not pretentious at all.
No.
And very nice.
Very friendly guy.
Right, very, very. And by the way, I did ask if he'd be a guest via phone on the show, and he said he certainly would. So he said to get all the contact information from Mr. Steele and the wildlife. And he will be interesting to have. And I was going to say, if I did it before you went back to school, I could have you guys on here too and ask him any questions or keep him up to date on what you two are are doing. So
pre-college.
Yes. Now so we know you're going to be what you want to be. Your goal is to become
like a fish biologist, mm-hmm. and a field tech for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, mm-hmm. to go out and survey the fish, electroshock the rivers, and deal with like fish ladders.
Okay, electric shock. What do you mean by that?
So, you go out on a boat and you put an electrode in the water.
Okay.
And it sends an electrical shock through the river.
Right. Okay.
In the area, like in a 10-foot radius or whatever. And then it shocks the fish just enough to where it brings them up to the surface and doesn't kill them. So you can net them and survey them and.
Hmm. Very good.
Find out the weight and length and how much they've grown.
Interesting. Kira, have you done that?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Is it kind of exciting when you do that?
It is very exciting. Keeps you on your toes. You got to be able to spot the fish as soon as they come up and grab
them. Oh, I bet. Yes, yeah. Yes. Now, is that the type of work you two will be doing this summer?
Yes.
Okay. You'll be doing that. And what else will you be doing?
We will most likely be helping out with things like fish ladders, and like Kale said, surveying and just other things.
Tell us about the fish ladder.
So at all the dams around the valley, like in the Gunnison River and the Colorado River, As you're driving down the highway, you can see the dam, and the fish can't just jump over the dam and get up above the water.
Yes.
So they come up a fish ladder that has a little incline.
Okay.
That's gradual, so they can go up, and then we lock off the gates, drain the water, go down, net the fish, and take them up, check what they are, see if they have pit tags, and which is like their serial number, basically.
Okay, all right.
And then check their weight and length, and then release them above the river, or above the dam, I should say, if they're like native fish, and if we feel like they should be above the dam.
Well, you know, and I would think that people, young people like you going in into that area, I think that's a good future for you because of the interest and the need.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. And we're hearing more and more about it. And we hear about the Colorado River, for instance, all the time.
Because we live, because it's in our backyard.
You bet. And it provides water for many people.
Yes.
Many people. And my father always said that would be the number one concern or even battle, he thought, someday over water. And so things are being done, though, and
yes,
that's good. And,
yes.
And you are good news for us all.
Yes. And us releasing the fish into the river definitely help out the river.
Yes.
Ton.
Yes.
Keep it clean.
And think about that when you're enjoying the river, not to trash it.
Yes.
And take care of it, because we've all seen that happen as well. So being responsible for that. Now, so Mother's Day's coming up, so what are you going to be doing, Kale, since you've got the mic, and then we'll ask Kira.
I'm actually having my graduation party on Mother's Day.
Oh, well, you know what? That is kind of neat because your mother, she's responsible for you being here.
Mm-hmm.
And has nurtured you and loved you and
I like to think she's responsible for me graduating.
Well,
she's pushed me to do good in school.
It's kind of a
celebration for both of us.
Oh, you got us.
And all that family that's there for you is, well, then they're also there for her at that point.
They're going to help celebrate Mother's Day with her.
And she must be very proud of you and so happy. I know this is kind of a really simple question, but do you guys ever fix a special breakfast or anything on Mother's Day?
Sometimes. We make a nice like French toast breakfast with bacon or pancakes.
Yes, I was just going to say, in fact, I've got a couple recipes that I'll be posting that you'll be able to catch for French toast. One of my ideas, though, really is you can take French bread and slice it real thick. That makes really, you can take raisin bread. You can
anything.
Take the sourdough. You can take, I've even taken English muffins before.
Yep.
Yeah, and
it's
bagels.
Whatever you have. If you need to get rid of it.
You can. Mm-hmm. You can warm up some cherry pie filling or some syrup or powder. What do you put on your French toast?
I like to put butter and syrup.
Sounds good to me.
Yep.
My husband says a little powdered sugar. Well,
a little.
I don't think he ever learned what a little means in some cases like that. So what are you going to help feed? Well, what are you doing on Mother's Day?
Unfortunately, I will be studying for my biology exam, which is the next day.
Right up to the day of on graduation, you are taking your biology test and graduating.
Yep, I have to go straight from my biology exam to graduation. So that's going to be really fun.
But hey, you're getting it all worked in. And I'm sure your mother isn't complaining either about that happening. And when we come back, we're going to find out about your mother's breakfast and if you've ever fixed her breakfast. So don't go away. We are having so much fun here with young people that are just making us smile.
Pala of Grand Junction is your only locally owned, full-service window and door partner. Whether it's a new home build or a replacement project, we're committed to exceptional service from quote to installation. Trusted by builders and chosen by homeowners, Pella is your go-to partner for windows and doors. Plus, Pella's certified installation team ensures a stress-free experience for projects of all sizes. Visit PellaBranch.com to schedule a consultation today.
Hi, this is Larry Rath, owner of Snyder Memorial's Funeral Home, Crematory, and Headstone Company. It is difficult to know where to start and what to ask when planning end-of-life services. Here are some things to take into consideration when calling around. What is your total price and what all is included? What are the names of your facilities and where are they located? Where do the embalming and cremation services take place? And lastly, are there payment plans or discounts available to me? So while we don't want to be your only call, we are confident that we will be your final choice. Thank you and God bless.
While serving in Vietnam, a grenade took my ability to see. Today, I'm a sculptor. Now, my fingers are my eyes. I'm Michael Naranjo. As a veteran, I know the challenges of life can be great. In my art, turning a lump of clay into something beautiful, that is worth doing. Life is like that. We each must use what we can to make things better.
DAV helps veterans like Michael get the benefits they've earned. They help more than a million veterans every year in life-changing ways.
Now, I show others how they can create something with their own hands. I know it can do a lot of good. With support from DAV, more veterans can shape their lives into a thing of beauty. My victory is bringing beauty into the world.
Michael Naranjo, may your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hi, I'm Gary LaVox. One thing you know about me is I used to be the lead singer of Brascal Flatts. But what you might not know is I now use my voice to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Today, PVA is fighting for accessible air travel for our nation's disabled veterans and all people with disabilities. Did you know buses and trains are accessible, but airplanes aren't? Did you know that in-flight restrooms are inaccessible? Did you know that 28 wheelchairs are damaged every day by airlines? That's like breaking the legs of 28 passengers each day. Unbelievable. How is this okay? Air travel should be accessible and safe for everyone, a basic civil right for all people. It is why I support PVA, and so should you. Our nation's heroes fought for your independence. So join me in the fight for theirs at PVA.org.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Let me tell you about the mortal danger we are in right now as a nation. We've imported all these people under Biden.
Weekday evenings at 7. News Radio 1100 KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Oh, I'm delighted to be back. 1100 KNZZ AM, 92.7 FM, Nakona. This has been such a great show.
Yes, it
has. We have Kale Potter and Kira Stevens, seniors from Palisade High School, techs in the fish release program. The name of the fish is?
A razorback sucker.
Yes, and they are very important. We've been learning more and more about this whole program. And is there a website they can go to so they can, if we just have people joining us, and we have a big important question to ask you, Kira, in a minute that we asked Kale on the last one, but is there a website you have?
Yes, we do have a website. You can access it. There's a link in our Instagram bio. I know that's a little bit easier to write down. It's PHS Fish Hatchery, no spaces, okay. All lowercase.
Okay.
And you can also access our website by through the Palisade Paw Post, which is our school's newspaper.
Okay. Do you have a Facebook or not?
We don't have a Facebook, but we do have an Instagram.
That's right. I was just going to say, wait a minute, you have Instagram, so that's good. And check it out. Now, does somebody keep it up going throughout the year?
The Instagram?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I'm in charge of running the Instagram page.
Okay, so will you be sharing things and experiences because you're both going to be interns with Fish and Wild Game this summer and the summers in between your college years?
Maybe. I don't know. It depends on who's going to take it over next year.
I was
going
to say, you're probably going to have to pass that on. Too busy for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, as much as I would love to, I won't be as involved in it next year.
Yeah. And maybe you're going to help train them or.
Yeah. But over the summer, we might. We don't know.
That's good. That's good. Okay. As you all know, this is Food for Thought, and there's many ways of food for thought. And these, our guests today have given us a lot of food for thought. In regards to the importance of education and taking chances at school and being involved in things, and the importance of the health of the Colorado River, which and many people outside of our big, huge listening area depend upon the Colorado River.
Yes.
And so learning what needs to be done, and there are ways that we all can help. By keeping the river clean and heeding the advice of the fish and game on things that we can do. But we did ask Cale about Mother's Day, and he's having his graduation party that day, which I think is great because who wants to celebrate more than parents? And so Mother's Day is appropriate, I think, very much so. Mm-hmm. Graduation is actually on Monday, and Kira, you were telling us you'll be taking your finals in biology. So that's kind of ironic, isn't it?
For sure.
and then you're going to skip over to graduation on that day. But we were talking about Mother's Day, and I was going to mention that French toast seems to be a really good one for Mother's Day. And Cale said that's what they would have for mom is French toast and butter and syrup and all that good stuff. And so how about you and your Mother's Day breakfast?
It really varies year to year. We don't really have like a set tradition.
Okay.
But my mom's a big fruit person, so we usually do like, you know, fruit and... Sometimes we'll do French toast. Sometimes we'll do like biscuits and gravy is a big one in our house. We really like biscuits and gravy.
My husband will be right over.
That's definitely one of our family favorites.
Very, very good. And of course, they always say, you know, delivering it to mom in bed. But I can tell you, as a mother and a grandmother, we don't want to cook. But we like to be with our family. And so our Mother's Day breakfast, and for my daughters as well, has been together. Mm-hmm. But everybody else does the cooking. And not only for breakfast.
Right. The rest of the day.
The rest of the day. But you're now, Cale, your mother probably will be busy getting all ready for that big party.
Yeah. We have to go. In the morning and set it all up. Set the venue.
What is your venue?
It's going to be at Chipeta Golf Course.
Oh,
gotcha. That's not an invite to show up.
I only have so much food.
Dixie, you shouldn't say that because people will think.
We didn't say the time,
But we have to spend the morning setting it up and then might go golfing too.
I was going to say, obviously, you're a golfer of the whole family. That's great. That's a good thing to do all together as well.
Yes.
And so, hey, birthday, you know, not a birthday party, a graduation party, a Mother's Day celebration, great breakfast, good party, good food, maybe play some golf. That sounds good. And then, we get to Kira, and she will be studying for her biology test, but we'll take some time with mom on that Sunday.
Yes.
And what a wonderful actually experience for mothers and to have it be Mother's Day because that's what it's all about. What do you serve again?
Well, French toast is my favorite. Nobody really doesn't like it, but my mom. More of like maybe some crepes, something a little more fancy, just because, she cooks those for us all the time. So quiche or crepes, something fun.
I think I was thinking there's a crepe date coming soon.
I'm sure.
So, and are you going to be fixing her crepes?
I will be. Her birthday is actually May 9th, and so it's always in the same time as Mother's Day.
Yes.
So we try to double celebrate instead of cutting it down to one. You know, some people have to. We don't want to do that. We try to double that up. So.
I understand. Mm-hmm. My mom's birthday is May 20th.
Yep.
And we always said, Mom, and we'd always say to our dad, you have to get two presents.
Yes, you have to get separated.
You know, I want to thank you two so much for coming and talking about the fish program, the fish hatchery program that you have at Palisade High, and about your experiences, and to get to know you both. And I can tell you that I think you brought big smiles and added to today's experience for everybody who's been listening.
I would agree.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Oh.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Well, and heard you both speak yesterday, and it's our pleasure. It really is. And so I'm going to go out of here with a big smile on my face thinking about all the great students we have out there and the teachers. And so thank you to you for helping the Colorado River and being guests on the show, and good luck to you in your future endeavors. We'll be watching.